Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Reese. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wilson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Hartnett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hartnett. Ott goes all the way around to score. Hornsby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hornsby scores. Terry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground for a single. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beck scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beck fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Beck reaches second base with a double. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Beck moves to third. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and has Beck trapped. Benton throws to third, and Reese tags Beck for the out. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive to center field. Ott throws towards the plate. Taylor fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Taylor. Adams scores. English moves to second. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ott, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a fly ball towards right. Harper catches it and throws to first to double up Hartnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-2 in the game. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heini Mueller pinch hits for Freddie Lindstrom. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Heini Mueller now playing left field. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-0 in the game. Carlson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rees fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jackson bunts for a single. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Rausch pinch hits for Larry Benton. Les Mann pinch runs for Zach Taylor. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hartnett settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hartnett. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cummings now catching. Dutch Henry now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Beck bunts towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to third for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Henry, and towards Hornsby, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Ott reaches third base with a triple. Mueller goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to home to get out. Hornsby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hornsby moves to third. Terry moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Scott pinch hits for Earl Webb. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Scott now playing right field. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-4 in the game. Rees hits a ball on the ground for a single. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mueller. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm is called out on strikes. One out. Virgil Barnes now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive towards first. Terry catches it and throws to second to double up Stevenson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sparky Adams now playing second base. Chick Tolson now playing first base. Eddie Pick now playing third base. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Terry bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ott moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Root now pitching. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott tags and scores. 1 out. It's 4-3, Giants. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0 for 1 in the game. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Haney pinch hits for Charlie Root. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cummings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Adams scores. English moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Al DeVormer now catching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English moves to third. Scott moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese can't make a play. That's a base hit. English scores. Scott moves to third. Wilson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.